This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
For an aqil, which means an intellectual smart person, there should only be three things you should be taking your time and occupying your time in. One is tazawwudun li ma'ad, which is taking provision, collecting provision for the later world. For the next world. Oh, marammatin li ma'ash, or some way of sorting out your livelihood to get, you know, your daily bread. Oh, ladhatin min ghayri muharram, or non-haram pleasure, a non-haram pleasure. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina amma ba'd. The aphorism for today is on page 125, it's aphorism number 18. It's hikmah number 18. And in this one, he says something very similar. He says, إِحَالَتُكَ الْأَعْمَالَ عَلَىٰ وُجُودِ الْفَرَاغِ مِنْ رُعُونَاتِ النَّفْسِ. Just explains it in a different way. إِحَالَتُكَ الْأَعْمَالَ عَلَىٰ وُجُودِ الْفَرَاغِ مِنْ رُعُونَاتِ النَّفْسِ. Your postponement of deeds till the time when you are free is one of the frivolities of the ego. It's just the way of your ego just deceiving you. He's saying those things in just different words. Your postponement of deeds till the time when you are free is one of the frivolities of the ego. I have seen people who have made such changes to their life where they actually now have a lot of time. But they usually started doing something. If you're waiting until you're going to do it, until you're going to get free, then shaitan just brings in so much occupation and the world is just getting busier by the day. With all of these different technologies and that, it just makes you busier. So you can boil a kettle in much faster time, you can do so many things with all of these things in much faster time, but then there's just so much more to do. So has life become easier? Just imagine your phone apps. The reason why your phone will go slow after 2 years, one is the battery may diminish, but the other one is that the upgrades of the apps, the updates of the apps, they just make it more heavier on the phone. Because they just use the latest. That's why the modern day apps can't work on all phones. It just makes everything heavier. So things do get faster, but does your life get any better? I don't know. Wallahu a'lam. So he says, إِحَالَتُكَ الْأَعْمَالَ عَلَىٰ وُجُودِ الْفَرَاغِ. For you to... إِحَالَ الْإِحَالَ means for you to want to delay something and postpone something. What the commentator says, he says that for anybody who wants to become a proper knower of Allah, the one who wants to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs to be complete in his intellect. He shouldn't be easily deceivable. He shouldn't be easily deceived. He needs to be kamilul aql and thaqibul dhihn. So he needs to have perfect intellect and he needs to be sharp. What kind of sharpness are we talking about? So then he says that the way to find out whether you are sharp and whether you are intellectual enough for this is intihazul fursati fil amal. That are you taking opportunity of your time? Are you valuing the time and taking advantage of it? Wa mubadaratul umri min ghayri taswifin wala amal. And for you to put your life, engage your life into it without vain hopes and delays and postponements. So your focus is, let me get the job done. So you get two or three different types of people. There's some people, they tell you they've got an ambition and a goal. So what happens is, they tell you they've got an ambition and goal, and then you see them a few years later, they still haven't fulfilled it. They're still sitting where they are. There's others, they tell you about their goal, within 2 weeks they've set it all up. Whether that be a business or whatever it is, they've set it up. Now we're going to judge each of these two people based on where we are. So if we're very fast at it, we're not going to think that the person who's fast at it is fast. We think it's normal. And the other person is too slow, right? But if we're a person who's like the first person, then we're going to think, this guy is really fast. There's some people you tell to do a job for you, to assist you in something, and they're fast, they do the job faster than you can think. What do I mean by that? Like, you've told them and you expect that you're going to deal with it in a month. They get things rolling so fast and they're like, okay, it's like, what? I thought that's going to take you a week. It's one day, I haven't even started thinking about it. And he's like, what next? Tell me what's next. Tell me what's next. These are productive people. And mashallah, there's just some people, Allah gives them that by nature. Some people have learned to do that. But they are the productive people. So if we can, we need to do that for the hereafter. Like, we need to do that yesterday. Otherwise, we like that person 1 month, and even 1 month, I mean, even after you see them after 5 years, they haven't done it. Right? So he says that if you want to be aqil, like you're genuinely intellectual, you need to pursue this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very intellectually, very smartly. And that means get it done. You know, just get it done. Don't trick yourself. Because the reason for that, why is that connected to intellect? Why is that not just talking about productivity? Why is it intellectual to do that and sharp? Because إِذْ مَا فَاتَ مِنْهُ لَا عِوَضَ لَهُ. Because whatever has been missed, whatever minutes and days have been missed, there's no way to regain them anyway. So you've got that. It's like, I need to take time to do this. وَمَا حَصَلَ لَا قِيمَةَ لَهُ. And whatever else you did in that time, there's no value for that. If you're not doing something productive, then you're wasting your time. That's why a hadith tells us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that ala wa inna alamat al-aqli at-tajafi 'an dar al-ghurur. Know that one of the signs of the intellect, one of the signs of being intellectual, is to distance yourself from the abode of deception. I mean, if you're intellectual, you know what's deceiving you. You don't get deceived if you're intellectual. وَالْإِنَابَ إِلَى دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. And a return to the abode of permanence, which is the hereafter. وَالْتَزَوَّدَ لِسُكْنَ الْقُبُورِ. And taking provisions for your stay in the grave. وَالْتَأَهُبْ لِيَوْمِ النُّشُورِ. And preparation for the day of resurrection, for the day of gathering, for the hereafter. Another thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The smart one, intellectual one, is the one who controls himself, his self, and works and toils for that which is to come after death. Wal ahmaqu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allahi al-amani. And the foolish one, the idiot, the stupid one, al-ahmaq, is the foolish one, is the one who lets his nafs go in pursuance of his desires. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, right? And then has all of these vain hopes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry, Allah is ghafoor and Allah does this and He forgave him, He should forgive me, I'm not as bad as him. And so on. I'm not as bad as the guy who killed 99 plus one people, for example. I mean, who is as bad as the 99 plus one? So it's a big deception, right? But imagine his tawbah, imagine the sincerity that he wanted to come out with that. He says, for an aqil, which means an intellectual smart person, there should only be three things you should be taking your time and occupying your time in. One is tazawwadun lima'ad, which is taking provision, collecting provision for the later world, for the next world. Aw marammatin lima'ash, or some way of sorting out your livelihood to get, you know, your daily bread. أو لذة من غير محرم, or non-haram pleasure, a non-haram pleasure. وعلى العاقل أن يكون بصيرا بزمانه مقبلا على شأنه حفاظا للسانه. An intellectual person has to have insight about the issues of his time, and he should be focused on what concerns him, and he should be extremely protective over his tongue, because that's what gets us into trouble. In fact, another really beautiful wisdom, subhanAllah, he says, وَمَنْ حَسِبَ كَلَامَهُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ قَلَّ كَلَامُهُ إِلَّا فِي مَا يَعْنِيهِ. Anybody who considers his speech to be part of his action, because you know, we're more considerate about our action than our speech. Because we let our speech go, we think it's not a big deal. But if we physically have to do something, we're more concerned. He said, whoever considers his speech part of his actions, then his speech will only be about important and necessary things. So he says that for you then to leave your actions and delay them to another time in which you think you're going to have more time in your heart or your body, he says this is absolute stupidity. He said it just doesn't come. He's not talking about just it doesn't come or it's just going to get worse. It's the fact that what you're going to miss in time is already squandered because you're never going to get this time again. It is part of your life, this time, that in which you're waiting. وَهُوَ غُرُورٌ It's deception. وَمِنْ أَيْنَ لَكَ أَن تَصِلَ إِلَى ذَلِكَ الْوَقْتِ Where are you going to get back this time from? Where are you going to get to that time? Actually, that's what he says first. وَالْمَوْتُ هَاجِمٌ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَشْعُرُ Whereas death is just literally marching against you, you know, with no notice, without, you know, even you knowing where it's coming to you from. So how do you know? You're contending with death. You may never get to that time. Okay, وَعَلَى تَقْدِيرِ وُصُولِكَ إِلَيْهِ Even if we assume that you get to that time and you free yourself, لَا تَأْمَنْ مِنْ شُغْلٍ آخَرْ يَعْرُضُ لَكْ Maybe another commitment will come up at that time. You suddenly think, okay, I've done everything, and suddenly another commitment comes up. وَفَرَاغُ الْأَشْغَالِ مِنْ حَيْثُ هُوَ نَادِرٌ I mean, he's telling you a fundamental aspect of life. He said, for you to get complete free time is intrinsically very difficult to get. Very few people get that. In fact, you have to give yourself to Allah to get that. It's really amazing the answer to this and the actual solution which will come about. He said, that is nadir. That is seldom anybody gets that. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ The two bounties are the blessings of Allah that كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ Like an abundant number of people are deceived regarding siha and faragh, which means well-being, good health, and having time. They just think there's gonna be more of it. They think there's gonna be more of it. They don't use this one properly. So then he says that the Prophet ﷺ is saying that the abundant number of people are misled about this. They're conned, right, by time and faragh. They're swindled by this. Because you'll see the majority of them, they just focus on the dunya, or in their own indulgences, or they're sick. They're sick, they can't do anything. And the implication of abundant people being involved in this is that only very few actually have time and good health to use for the sake of Allah. There's only a minority that has that. So, if you do inhabit your time with the obedience of Allah, then you have done shukr, you've been thankful, and you have gained a huge profit. And if you waste this time, then you have a clear loss. And what you've done is you've done kufr with these two bounties. Meaning, you're ungrateful to these bounties that Allah had given you. So they should be taken away from you. What an intellectual exercise this is. Because of the time when you could have done it and you didn't do it and you wait. So because of your ingratitude for that, they should be taken away from you now. Because ingratitude deprives. So they should be taken away from you. But he said the biggest problem is with all of that is that's just a sign of Allah forsaking you. So what's the point of that? La ilaha illallah. A statement of one of the pious people, he says, Al-khidlanu kullu al-khidlan an taqilla awa'iquk thumma la tuqbil alay. It is absolute full forsaking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have no occupation, but then you're still not willing to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you did have free time, you didn't go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is wajib upon the insan that he cut all of these occupations that he have. He goes against his nafs, he goes against his desire, and he goes and starts to serve his Lord. You should not see him, he said, anybody who's serious about this, you should not see them except that they are occupied in thinking about or contemplating or doing dhikr or learning something or doing a khidmat of some shaykh who he thinks that he's going to get into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a charlatan shaykh, but you know, some good teacher or shaykh that he thinks he's going to get. You have to be occupied in one of these things. He said, I've said something, I've said to some brothers who wanted, Al-faqiru as-siddiq, laysa lahu fikratun wala hadratun illa fil hadara. The true seeker, the true, genuine seeker is the one whose only concern and all he's rolling on, all he is pursuing is being in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or anything that's going to take him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So that is the meaning of this particular wisdom. And Shaykh Abdullah Gangohi, he says on this one, he says, this statement, this wisdom is similar to the aforementioned advice. When man becomes involved in worldly affairs, there is no end to its ramifications. When there is no end to man's worldly indulgences, especially nowadays when new products are coming out every day, new discoveries, new news, new ideas, there's no end to them. It's a bombardment. Do you know that in Ghazali's time, Imam Ghazali's time, you know, a few hundred years ago, you could literally master every science which was out there. It was humanly possible to master all the subjects of that time. Before a few hundred years ago, throughout history, you could master all the subjects of your time. People like Suyuti, Ibn al-Jawzi, and all these people did that. Ibn Sina, you know, whether that be astronomy, whether that be medicine. You can't even master medicine. That's why you have people who are specialists. They'll tell you, I have no idea with cancer. You know, I know the basics of cancer, I don't know anything about that. Everything has become so specialized, which there's a benefit in, but you can't master everything. Just literature, you probably, you know, can't master every aspect of literature, every aspect of medicine, dentistry, you know, optical science, whatever. It's just so, everything is so sprawled out. You can never master everything. But then, so I used to be really, when I used to read the biographies of these great, great teachers, and like, okay, they mastered all the sciences of the time. What do you mean? How do you do that? That's not even possible today. Impossible. You can't even master one science today. There's just so much research, so much research, so much research and development in every field that is so difficult. Okay, there's been a lot of good come out of that as well. But it takes us, it just takes us away sometimes. I mean, just think about it. Many of you are driving cars with gimmicks and gadgets in there that you will never use. But you actually bought it because it's got that, even though you're never going to use them. Many of you drive four-wheel drive cars that you've never gone off-roading, right? Many of you have cars that you know, have these paddles to change gears, but you've never used them. They're just these ears that look down. It's like you don't even need them, but you still go and buy them just because you got the money or status symbol. You don't like just buy only what you need. You know, when they have an advertisement for an X7 or an X5, it's always off-road. But people buy who are living in cities, never going to go off-road. It's just, where are we going with this? It's just crazy. Be functional in this world rather than just following the craze. Otherwise, somebody is just making money off you by enticing us. Be functional. Be practical. It's just the world has opened up so much that we don't even need it to that level. But yet we still get it, just because somebody else has it, or because it's on offer, or because we can have it. So he says, when there is no end to man's worldly indulgences, it is simply the indolent, or it is simply the indolence and stupidity of his ego to postpone righteous deeds, moral reformation, and spiritual uplifting for the future, under the notion of obtaining a time devoid of worldly affairs. Man in this sense destroys his present time, and in his stupidity waits to acquire a time of which he is uncertain. Life can come to an end without a servant ever obtaining a period of free time, for death often makes a sudden appearance. An intelligent man, therefore, is the one who values the time he has obtained in the very moment that it exists. Every moment of my time, I'm going to have to do something. I don't care how busy I am, I'm still going to make sure I do my salat. I'm still going to make sure I'm going to do this much salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam each day. I'm still going to do 100 istighfar, because I need to do it, because I'm meeting with people, I may be saying or doing something wrong, I still need to do my istighfar. I still need to do my salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because I still need blessings of Allah even during the... In fact, I need more blessing during this time, so that I can get out of this problem, where it can help me out. I still need to remember Allah 5, 10, 15 minutes a day in some kind of dhikr, because I need to reboost my inside, I need the battery of my heart to be nourished. I can't be dead in 3 years until I've fulfilled my ambitions, or in 5 months, or wherever it is. I need to carry on doing this. I need food. I need nourishment. He does not postpone the work of the religion for a later time, nor does he wait in anticipation of free time, the attainment of which is improbable. If, however, the worldly affairs that occupy one are permissible activities, one should continue therewith and involve oneself simultaneously in invocation and righteous actions. If these affairs are unlawful, then one must abandon them straight away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah facilitate this. May Allah make it easy. May Allah make it easy. May Allah make it easy. So next time you're looking for a car or whatever, don't think that it might come in use on a rainy day. There's somebody I know, he bought a Ford four-wheel drive because he went to Batley once. And Batley has a lot of hills. And it was snowing, and he found it tough going up there. So I guess if you're going Batley every month, then it's probably worth it. But if you're not going to go much to Batley or anywhere else like that, then you don't need it. Ek dius kam aao hai. It'll come in use one day. Allahumma salli ala. And they figured all of this out. So then they entice you, even though they know that a majority of people aren't going to use any of this stuff. Subhanallah. Did you ever think about that, by the way? Did you ever think about that? That I don't really need all of this stuff. Subhanallah. I don't really need it. If you need it, absolutely. Go ahead. You need it. You need it. That's what it's made for. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حنان يا منان لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين جزى الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واهدنا وارزقنا اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا هداة لمن اهتدى يا الله هذا عافية يا الله grant us well-being يا الله grant us صحة grant us فراغ يا الله grant us Your special attention, your mercy, your generosity, your benevolence, your kindness, your special attention and your special focus. Oh Allah, bless us. Oh Allah, bless us. Oh Allah, bless us. You have blessed us with the deen of Islam and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our messenger. What a wonderful role model. Ya Allah, allow us to love him. Allow us to remember him, allow us to send blessings on him, allow us to defend him, allow us to defend his ummah. Ya Allah, allow us to support his ummah, allow us to do that which is right. Remove the oppression from our brothers and sisters, especially in Palestine. Oh Allah, remove them. Oh Allah, remove their problems. Oh Allah, grant them their freedom, grant them their recovery, grant them their relief, grant them their freedom and their dignity, and grant them their honor. Ya Allah, grant them their honor. Ya Allah, grant them steadfastness. Oh Allah, grant them victory. Oh Allah, grant them their steadfastness and grant them their victory. Oh Allah, help us and assist us. And oh Allah, bring back their humanity to the human being. Oh Allah, those above us, those who rule, those who make decisions in this world. Oh Allah, grant them true understanding, grant them the proper understanding, grant them compassion in their hearts, grant them humanity in their hearts. Oh Allah, protect them from pandering to the wrong motivations and the wrong kind of influences, and guide them aright. Ya Allah, guide them aright. Oh Allah, allow us to do that which is correct and that is right and that is productive and that is functional. Oh Allah, protect us from becoming occupied with the wrong. Oh Allah, allow us to remember you regardless of the situation. Oh Allah, give us the strength to remember you regardless of the situation at all times, because this time will go and never come back. Oh Allah, and what a time that will be wasted. Oh Allah, allow us to be productive with our time. Allow us to take advantage of our time. Oh Allah, protect us and our children, our progenies, until the last day. Oh Allah, in this world and the hereafter, allow us to stand and be excited to meet you, and you want to meet us. Oh Allah, make that the best moment. Oh Allah, make the best days of our life, the final days of our life. Oh Allah, allow us to leave behind a legacy. Allow us to change our course. Allow us to have balance in this world and steadfastness in this world and high himmah and bravery and everything that is required of us. Ya Allah, those who are not married, grant them good, suitable, righteous partners. Those who are married, enhance their marriages, and oh Allah, grant them pious and righteous children. Oh Allah, those who are looking for a job, grant them a good halal job. Those who have a job, oh Allah, grant them steadfastness in their job and make it beneficial and productive for them. And oh Allah, those who have businesses, give them blessing in their businesses. Oh Allah, allow us all to have halal. And oh Allah, allow us to suffice with the halal away from the haram, and give us blessing in what you have given us. And oh Allah, do not allow us to use this abundant blessing that you have given us. Do not allow us to use it against you, in disobedience to you, because of the mischief that comes with it. Oh Allah, protect us from that and don't make it a burden for us. Oh Allah, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khair, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.